This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Kirsten Ferreri. On Loving God by St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Chapter 6. A Brief Summary. Admit that God deserves to be loved very much, yea, boundlessly, because he loved us first, he infinite, and we nothing, loved us, miserable sinners, with a love so great and so free. This is why I said at the beginning that the measure of our love to God is to love immeasurably. For since our love is toward God, who is infinite and immeasurable, how can we bound or limit the love we owe him? Besides, our love is not a gift, but a debt. And since it is the Godhead who loves us, himself boundless, eternal, supreme love, of whose greatness there is no end, yea, and his wisdom is infinite, whose peace passeth all understanding, since it is he who loves us, I say, can we think of repaying him grudgingly? I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He is all that I need, all that I long for, my God and my help. I will love thee for thy great goodness, not so much as I might, surely, but as much as I can. I cannot love thee as thou deservest to be loved, for I cannot love thee more than mine own feebleness permits. I will love thee more when thou deemest me worthy to receive greater capacity for loving, yet never so perfectly as thou hast deserved of me. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written. Yet thou recordest in that book all who do what they can, even though they cannot yet do what they ought. Surely I have said enough to show how God should be loved, and why. But who has felt, who can know, who can express, how much we should love him? End of chapter 6.